And we were the only two people who nobody had ever heard of before. And we were the last two people in the last concert, which is the cruelest thing that they could have ever done to us. So we were sitting backstage saying, "Golly, who are you?" You know. And we just got to talking and listened to one another play, and really, I appreciated her anyway. And she just blew everybody's mind at that festival, and I just really enjoyed spending the rest of the evening just trading songs and singing with her, and it was really by luck that she happened to want to come up for Nimrod's residency, and I was here at the same time. So we've sort of renewed our friendship again, and I know that the people in the music class have really been blown away by what a really wonderful, powerful voice she's got, singing all kinds of music. So I know you really get enjoy hearing Priscilla Herdman.
I don't know if I can follow that introduction, John. Well, I know that John's one of the nicest folks I've met in a long time. And I think his music is great, and how he makes people join in on everything and share with what he's doing and gets them all out there dancing. And he's terrific, I think. I want to do you a song written by another friend of mine named Don Lang. Don lives out in Iowa, near Iowa City, Iowa, where I went to college, and wrote this song about a bar that he sings in once in a while, a bar that I used to sing in once in a while. I used to drink in too much. And it's about an old fella that came in one night who was a musician, old-timer named Ted Woolley. And this is what happened that night. An old cowboy picker blew into the yard last night. Said his name was Woolley, he was more than just half tight. Said he played with the Texas Playboys back in 34. And the proprietor got up and he locked the door. Clear the beer from the table, boys, it's well nigh time to close. And we'll all want to hear Mr. Woolley pick and sing. And a cat from Alabama got up and played his nose, and my, didn't those old alehouse walls ring. Played an old Hank Williams tune just to warm his hand. Then he recollected some of those days with the Bob Wills band. Then he played a couple of country tunes I don't believe we had heard. Just the same, we all stood and cheered. Clear the beer from the table, boys, it's well nigh time to close. And we'll all want to hear Mr. Woolley pick and sing. And a cat from Alabama got up and played his nose. And my, didn't those old alehouse walls ring. Woolley's from Missouri, and he farms in Iowa. Drinks a case at night because he drives a case all day. And that whole bar full of long hairs won't mind remembering the night they heard old Woolley pick and sing. Clear the beer from the table, boys, it's well nigh time to close. And we'll all want to hear Mr. Woolley pick and sing. And a cat from Alabama got up and played his nose. And my, didn't those old alehouse walls ring. And my, didn't those old alehouse walls ring. Thank you. Sound is so nice in here. Such a treat. Gosh. This is my first time this far into West Virginia, and it's not going to be my last time because it's so beautiful here. Green Rolling Hills of West Virginia. Just a maze driving in. The next is a song that I'd like to give you a little bit of background on. I came down here especially to hear Nimrod. I came down here for 2 days on that special seminar that he's been giving, and was lucky enough to find out that there was all kinds of square dancing and other music going on. Dancing something that I just started to do a little bit of and been finding out more about. Over in Britain, there's a dance that's called Morris dancing, and it's very different to your square dancing and your country dancing here. And for hundreds of years, it's a dance that's been done by men. Men usually in teams of 6 or 8, and they dance sometimes using sticks or swords. They wear white clothes, usually white shirt, white pants, put bells and ribbons of different colors on them. And every little town in England has a different kind of Morris dance that they do, just like there are different square dances you can do. And this song was written in the past few years because of a phenomenon that happened in the First World War, when a lot of men from England went over and, well, they joined the army. Whole units would be formed from the men of one particular town. They didn't break them up into different units, like if all the men from Elkins joined the army, they might be all in the same unit. And what happened was, if that unit was heavily shelled, sometimes 80-90% of the men wouldn't come home. Well, in those little towns where Morris dancing was really important, very often that local dance would have died out, but the women decided that it was their job and their duty to help carry on that tradition and not lose it. These ladies are now 70s and 80s now, and they were seen dancing in lots of different places in England, and people used to make fun of them, seeing these old ladies dancing dances that men should do, or at least they thought they should do. And they didn't realize the importance that the women had in carrying on the tradition. Austin John Marshall wrote this song a few years back. It's a traditional tune, and the song was written as a tribute to the ladies, to the women, for what they did. Called Dancing at Whitsun. That's one of the times of year that Morris dancing is done. It's 50 long spring times since she was a bride, but still you may see her at each Whitsun tide. In a dress of white linen and ribbons of green as her memories of loving. The feet that were nimble tread carefully now as gentle a measure as age will allow. Through groves of white blossom, by fields of young corn, where once she was pledged to her true love. The fields, they stand empty, the hedges grow free, no young man to tend them, or pastures go see. They are gone where the forests of oak trees before have gone to be wasted in battle. Down from the green farmlands and from their loved ones marched husbands and brothers and fathers and sons. There's a fine roll of honor where the maypole once stood, and the ladies remember its Whitsun. There's a straight row of houses in these latter days, all covering the downs where the sheep used to graze. There's a field of red poppies, a wreath from the queen. But the ladies remember it's Whitsun. And the ladies go dancing at Whitsun. Other instrument, or I should say instruments, I profess to try to play are my spoons. Oops. I don't play my feet, you can see. And these are special spoons. These are not just ordinary spoons. These are silver-plated soup spoons that come from a Salvation Army thrift store in Philadelphia. Somebody here from Philadelphia? Gosh. Anyway, tonight for you, they're going to sound like Machine from about 1800. Back in the early 1800s, when the Industrial Revolution came in, it put a lot of small businesses out of business. Things that were done by hand formerly, like shoemakers making shoes, would make one pair, whereas the new shoemaking machines could make 100 pair. This is a song called Peg. I'm popping. Let's see if I can figure out. It's a song called Peg and All. And pegs were used to join the shoes, and the awl was used to, the pieces of leather for the shoes, and the awl was used to make the holes. And you're gonna have to help me on this one. And if I could make a line down between you two and straight back, whichever side you want to go on, I need you in stereo. I need two halves, okay? When I say peg and all, I want this half to sing it with me. And when I say peg and all, right after me. So I'll do a line. And if you can think of any harmonies or anything that sounds good, different notes, do it, and it'll really sound great. I'll give you a little sample, and we'll see. In the days of 1801, peg and all, want to try that again. In the days of 1801, peg and all. Wow, you ought to hear that up here. Okay, and this is going to sound like the machine that's come in to take over the handmade businesses. In the days of 1801, peg and all. In the days of 1801, peg and all. In the days of 1801, why pegging shoes was all I done. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, and my all. In the days of 1802, peg and all. In the days of 1802, peg and all. In the days of 1802, why peg and shoes is all I do. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. In the days of 1803, peg and all. In the days of 1803, peg and all. In the days of 1803, why peg and shoes was all I'd see. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. They've invented a new machine, peg and all. They've invented a new machine, peg and all. They've invented a new machine, the prettiest little thing you've ever seen. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. Then makes 100 pair to my one peg and all. Makes 100 pair to my one peg and all. Makes 100 pair to my one. My peg and shoes days, they are done. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. Great. Thank you. Thank you. That sounded so nice. This next one I thought of specially for Nimrod. He did a wonderful session yesterday telling about the early mining days when he was a miner and what the conditions were like. And he talked about different types of things that go on in mining. And one of the things he went off to talk about a bit was strip mining. The first song I did, Old Woolly, written by Don Lang. Don has written another song that he was pretty upset by what was happening in Iowa to the farmlands because the strip miners came in, started to strip off the topsoil, and we all know what happens when that happens and the floods start. And he was pretty bitter about it. Wrote this song about his feelings on what was causing it, and I mean why the strip miners were coming in and being political and economical. And Don sings this with beautiful guitar accompaniment, except I couldn't play it as nice as him, so I started to do it unaccompanied, and now he does it unaccompanied because he thinks it's a bit stronger that way. It almost feels like a traditional song, although the words are modern. It's called The Dying River. Black dirt farms in the gardens of Iowa covered the booty of anthracite coal. Power was scarce and money was talking. They laid back her flesh and they tore up her soul. So walk on down to the dying river. See the old man by the Ratlin slough. Ask him how he made it through the winter, and if you're lucky, he might tell you. Back in the hills of old West Virginia, the people are poor, they live off the land. But living is one thing and starving's another, 'cause nothing will grow on bedrock and sand. So walk on down to the dying river. See the old man by the Ratlin slough. Ask him how he made it through the winter, and if you're lucky, he might tell you. Motors are humming, a can opener opens, a can that is empty, a bottle that's cold. And under a street lamp, a tycoon is begging, for one ear of corn you can have all his gold. So walk on down to the dying river. See the old man by the Ratlin slough. Ask his name, 'cause he might be your brother. He might be your father. He might be you. Last night there was a wonderful session going on over at the Ice House, and I heard a super fiddler. His name is Wayne Erbson, and we worked on a, you know Wayne, okay, wonderful fiddler, and he's going to be playing here this weekend with Tina, and I asked him if he might try and do a song with me, and I'd like to have him come up and give it a try. He's from North Carolina. We have a hand for Wayne.
Are you there, Paul?
Don didn't write the songs, written by two people named Holyfield and McDill. Write a lot of beautiful country songs. I think I got the wrong rhythm there, wait a minute. Yep. Your bags are packed and waiting by the door. If you really want to go, it's all right. But stay until tomorrow, 'cause I know tonight I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. I'll need someone to tell me I'll get over you. I'll need a friend to lean on when I'm feeling blue. So sit down here beside me after you say goodbye, 'cause I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. I know the taxi's waiting for you to go, but darling, tell him that you've changed your mind. And stay until tomorrow, 'cause I know tonight I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. I'll need someone to tell me I'll get over you. I'll need a friend to lean on when I'm feeling blue. So sit down here beside me after you say goodbye, 'cause I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. I'll need someone to tell me I'll get over you. I'll need a friend to lean on when I'm feeling blue. So sit down here beside me after you say goodbye, 'cause I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. So sit down here beside me after you say goodbye, 'cause I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. I hope you folks will come back to hear him with Tina, who is a super singer, too. And I know some wonderful songs. I sat there for about an hour and a half just listening last night. Next song is one that written by a couple of friends of mine from California. Jim Ringer wrote it with Mary McCaslin. True story, song about a town named Weaverville in Northern California. Town that was named Weaverville back in the 1850s during the Gold Rush days, when this gambler came into town, and well, The song tells it better than I can. I'll sing the song. Jim found the story. I asked him, how did you make up such a terrific story? And he said, I didn't. He said, there's a diary that tells about this fella that came to town. I'll tell you about a gambler, folks. Jim Weaver was his name. I don't know where he came from, but gambling was his trade. Ride in here close beside me, and I'll tell you about a game. The damnedest game I ever did in all my years he played. Some said they'd seen him play before down on the Barbary Coast. He said it might be true enough, he'd gambled all around. Lost his stake to a jack high straight down at Sutter's Post. But he'd kept a little poke in case of a game within our town. And a lady loves a gambler running loose, running free. And I felt a tremble deep within when I turned around to see he was looking hard at me. The game was set in Daddy's tent, an honest man you know. And all the boys in town were set to take Jim Weaver's poke. For digging gold is hard work and panning is too slow. And I saw Jim Weaver smiling at some little private joke. By midnight he had all the gold the boys in town had saved. And they never caught him cheating, though they watched him all the while. And he never lost a single hand at any game he played. And he never lost a dollar, and he never lost his smile. And a lady loves a gambler, smiling free, smiling wide. And I knew I wouldn't rest till I was smiling by his side, smiling as we ride. When all the boys were busted flat, they wanted still to play. So they asked him what was left in town to gamble in the game. Said he'd cut high cards one time, and if he lost, he'd pay. But if he won, they had to swear to give the town his name. He told my daddy he would bet $10 on the side, and I would be my daddy's stake if I would so agree. And I rode out of Weaverville next morning as his bride. Left the town that bears the name of the gambling man and me. And a lady loves a gambler if he cheats all the same. No one saw me slip to him the ace that won the game. And gave the town our name. And gave the town our name. Thank you. I sing that song for the last verse there. I just love that. Makes for a good end, though. And this is one I was kind of in two minds about ending with, but John McCutcheon has been priming all his Appalachian music classes all week for this one song, I think. And it's one of the most incredible songs I've ever heard. I learned it from the singing of Archie Fisher, a fine Scottish singer. The song is written by a man named Eric Bogle. Eric lives in Edinburgh, Scotland. He's just moved back to Australia. A lot of his music centers around Australia. And it's a song that takes place in the First World War. During the First World War, when Australia and New Zealand joined in 1915 to fight in one of the worst battles that was ever happened in the First World War, the Gallipoli Peninsula, to gain control of the Dardanelles, and it was one of the bloodiest defeats that there was. This is a song that tells of a soldier. Places that are mentioned that are in Australia are Circular Quay, which is in Sydney Harbour, and it was a departure point for soldiers and sailors during the First World War. And the Murray is a big river in Australia. It's called the Band Played Waltzing Matilda.